The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Corian Quaid. Although he likes to hide it, Corian was born to a wealthy family in the city port of Tartuffe. His mother was a master physician and his father an academic, conducting research on pre-event medical texts. It wasn't that he was a poor student. On the contrary, he was academically gifted. But as he would say, some people are just born to rebel. At first, it started with skipping classes, then dabbling in narcotics. Finally, in his first year of esoterica, studying to become a physician like his mother, came the inevitable phase his parents described as falling in with the wrong crowd. The wrong crowd led to an even worse one, and before long, Corian was out of his depth in the violent underworlds of the Tartuffe firms. Meanwhile, he had, of course, totally abandoned his education. He'd completed the first year by sheer natural ability rather than any effort. But at the beginning of his second year, he was excluded for a violent attack on a fellow student. This event, and the ensuing argument with his parents, led Corian to leave his expensive home and move permanently to the dangerous dockside area, where his crew were located. This period of his life returns to Corian only in half-remembered recollections of violent misdemeanors and bad living. Hazy dreams of this time haunt him to this day, made all the worse as he cannot separate the facts from the fiction. What he does remember, however, was that he upset the wrong person, started a feud, and very nearly died. He can't even remember what the argument was about or how it happened. But there was a knife fight, and Corian found himself in the house of his maternal uncle with stab wounds to his chest. The trouble did not end there. The feud spilled out of the dockside, and somehow his enemies found out where he was. His uncle was murdered. But despite his injuries, Corian escaped. It was then he understood, for the sake of his family, he had to leave Tartuffe and headed to Cadiz, in the Thousand Isles. There he took a job as physician on the Mount of Iron, a ship which described itself as a trading vessel, but fell just short of the definition of pirate. The best one could say is that Captain Jorn and his crew took a very proactive attitude towards the acquisition of cargo. On the mainland, the unexploited dig sites could be found only in the deepest interior. However, the best ruins of the Thousand Isles were much easier to access, provided you had a ship. Corian's career as an artifactor had begun. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.